February 28th, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Do ye now believe? By this we believe, Jesus answered. Do you now believe? John 16:30-31. Now we believe. Jesus says, do you? The time is coming when you will leave me alone. Many a Christian worker has left Jesus Christ alone and gone into work from a sense of duty or from a sense of need arising out of his own particular discernment. The reason for this is the absence of the resurrection life of Jesus. The soul has got out of intimate contact with God by leaning on its own religious understanding. There is no sin in it and no punishment attached to it. But when the soul realizes how he has hindered his understanding of Jesus Christ and produced for himself perplexities and sorrows and difficulties, it is with shame and contrition he has to come back. We need to rely on the resurrection life of Jesus much deeper down than we do, to get into the habit of steadily referring everything back to him. Instead of this, we make our common sense decisions and ask God to bless them. He cannot. It is not in his domain. It is severed from reality. If we do a thing from a sense of duty, we are putting up a standard in competition with Jesus Christ. We become a superior person and say, now in this matter, I must do this and that. We have to put our sense of duty on the throne instead of the resurrection life of Jesus. We are not told to walk in the light of conscience or of a sense of duty, but to walk in the light as God is in the light. When we do anything from a sense of duty, we can back it up by argument. When we do anything in obedience to the Lord, there is no argument possible. That is why a saint can be easily ridiculed. That is the end of Oswald and Biddy's text. Wow. Yes. Yes, if we are truly living a life of obedience to the Spirit of God as saints, as disciples, we will face ridicule. Because the things God calls us to do that really show his glory and tend to the miraculous are things which make no common sense whatsoever. Yet we satisfy ourselves for much of our Christian experience in doing things for God and conjuring up what we think would be good things to do for mankind or good things to do in propelling the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we go and we avidly pursue these pursuits, and we do so with all expectation that God is pleased. While at the same time, God is not only displeased, he's disappointed and sorrowful because we are missing the whole purpose of why he redeemed us. He didn't need servants. He didn't need preachers. He didn't need people who lived white and holy, unblemished, sinless lives, which, by the way, I guess is not really possible to do anyway. We can only live as forgiven in Jesus Christ. And we can only experience the power of God when we let his power be involved in our lives. Whenever we tell him we'll handle it, there is no power of God. It's the power of self. And the power of self, although may be great, and although you may have accomplished incredible things in a charitable way in giving to humans in need and caring for others, God is not pleased if he has not dispatched you to those tasks. So rather than working for Jesus, rather than looking for ways to serve him, looking for ways to minister his name, let him tell you what he wants you to do. And if he tells you to sit still and do nothing, be willing to sit still and do nothing. There are many scriptures that say we should sit still, we should wait, we should be taught by the Lord, but we're never quiet enough to hear his voice. Settle down, quiet down, and surrender completely to him. Don't move out on your own. And when he asks you to move forward, do so, even if it makes you look stupid.